9:06, a cold weekend upon us. Then some snow maybe on Sunday, and then even colder. It's early December. This whole global warming thing, I can't let go of it. I have to mention this quickly. I've got about 3 minutes. Then we'll get to the coach. And then I want to get to Nelson Mandela. We'll do all of that. First this. I think we have a winner for the most overhyped, over pre-promoted movie ever. You know what that would be? You can't figure it out, Jason? Oh, you're too busy working over there to listen to the show at the same time. Well, I should talk about you more then, because you're not going to hear it anyway. I should say things about you and you're busy running the show over there, and people start calling you. Don't let him say that about you. It's obvious. He's here. He's there. He's everywhere. That would be Will Ferrell in the persona of Ron Burgundy. Thanks for joining us. Is everywhere. He was on a real, Dan Patrick. Someone else on ESPN did that. I think ESPN did it too. I am still amazed that a North Dakota TV station had him anchor an honest-to-God newscast, and that they have not been ridiculed for that. Ridiculed for that. But he's been everywhere. I didn't know about this part. They issued a fictional biography. You aware of this? Yeah, they did a Ron Burgundy Let Me Off at the Top. That was the name of the fictional, and I stress this, fictional biography, because not every retail outlet figured that out. Costco put it in the nonfiction section. You think that's bad? Just a couple of weeks earlier, they were criticized for putting the Bible in the fiction section. Now, this, of course, is just blamed on incompetence at the local level and so on, so on, so on, so on, so on. Okay. You put the Ron Burgundy faux biography memoirs in nonfiction. What cave do you live in? How the hell do you not know that that's a fictional character? I have never seen anything like this, where a movie this hyped, where they got this campaign idea, if you will, I don't know what else to call it, where, and you know why he was on a TV station in North Dakota, don't you? I'll bet you they tried just about everywhere else, and they said no. They said no. And he spoke at Emerson College. Did you see that? Hannity ripped on that on his TV show last night. Well, I didn't realize that you guys would be here. I thought you just met every 4 years to pick the president, but it's great to be here at the Electoral College. What don't I have that right? Oh, Emerson College. Give me a break. So now you have a fictional character speaking. I understand the studio gobbling this up. Why are people indulging? Why are entities indulging in this nonsense? Have we just gone the full Monty here where there's just a complete blend now between fiction and reality? Really? That even a store doesn't know what is fiction, what is not, whatever. I didn't see the entire first movie. I've seen portions of it. I actually thought it was kind of dumb. People tell me I'm wrong about that. But I don't plan on seeing the sequel. You've never watched it either. Yeah. Don't plan to. But just talk about completely overexposed, overhyped. We'll see how it works for them at the box office. All right, coming up in just a bit here, I want to discuss the death of Nelson Mandela vis-a-vis an email that I received. We'll get to that later this half hour. First, it's going to be cold. Every weekend's a must win. Our discussion with Coach Mike McCarthy. Friday before Sunday game, that means we talk, as always, with the Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, we'll start with a question you're probably tired of being asked, and that's the Aaron Rodgers question. He did a little more in individual drills, practice with pads. You said yesterday He'll have another scan. Hasn't been cleared, but hasn't been ruled out. Any timetable for that decision at all? Possible game time? Anything you can tell us?
We'll take it up till today, and no later than tomorrow. The biggest thing is, Aaron's played a lot of football here. Obviously, we have a relationship. I owe it to him to take the full week to try to see if he can play. So he did a little more yesterday than he did on Wednesday, and we'll see how he does today.
There are teams that were Super Bowl contenders last year are really struggling this year. The Texans lost their 11th in a row last night. Falcons come in 3-9 after leading the conference 13-3 last year. Your team still does have a chance for the playoffs. The Falcons don't. A lot of times you'll hear it be said, a team like that isn't playing for anything but pride, as if that's not much. But history has shown, hasn't it, that pride can mean a lot to a team like that, especially that was on top just the year before.
Well, definitely. And also, you can't forget, they're a good football team. They have a lot of good players, and really the pressure's off. So, I mean, to come in here and play, fancy free and, footloose and all that is part of, not having to, be in tune with the playoff pressure in front of you. So, you can – there's so many different ways to get motivated to play a game. So that's why you really got to stay in tune with yourself. And it's important for us to just, make sure that we're getting ready for, A, the type of game we're going to be playing in, and, the weather, the conditions. We got outside today handling the football and practicing it today. Very important, too, when they get out there yesterday. So, and just stay in tune with their tendencies. But at the end of the day, this is going to be about how we play. And our guys do a good job of that.
It looked for a time like one of their players, Steven Jackson, could become a Packer, ended up in Atlanta. He's dealt with injuries this year, but looked pretty much himself the last three games. What you're seeing on video is he's still the complete player that he was over those years in the Rams?
He's a darn good football player. He's an older player. But, the thing about Steven Jackson, obviously he's physically gifted and is, obviously a big man. But he's a 3-9 player. He can run in between the tackles. So he has to be able to get around the edge, but he's a good pass protector and has excellent ball skills.
You said yesterday you're not counting on the weather. You called it somewhat when you talked that they played played the games they did in a dome, losing mentality. But just from talking with you in the past, you like winter football. While it's not something you count on, do you still see it as an edge for your team?
Oh, I like winter football because we live in it, and and we're accustomed to it, and it's something that we can train in. We can assimilate every single day when we go down on the practice field. So, it's all about competing in that arena. I think some people get caught up in the fact that you're playing a team from the south that they're going to come up there. You can't count on that. I think it's a loser's mentality. I think it's false confidence. I like the fact that winter football always means something too. When you're playing games in December, there's always something on the line, and we play in a phenomenal stadium, and we have a history of playing in these kind of games. And when it is 0 degrees, I think it's unique. I think it's special.
It will be cold, and there will be something on the line. And as always, good luck, Coach.
All right, thank you. Have a good week.
The Jerry Bader Show.